A decade ago, the men's basketball team at the University of Michigan was a national powerhouse. That dominating team of the early 90s exists only in memory after the announcement that it must forfeit its victories and take down its banners because of NCAA rules violations. Yesterday in Ann Arbor, University of Michigan officials detailed a number of self-imposed sanctions. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In the early 1990s, the University of Michigan defined men's basketball. Michigan players started a fashion craze with their baggy shorts and black socks, and they won a lot of games. Michigan made it all the way to the NCAA men's tournament finals in 1992 and 93, but now all the wins from those two seasons and from 1995 through 99 are gone, forfeited by Michigan officials who say several players who competed during those years broke NCAA rules. Mary Sue Coleman is the university president.
We will remove those victories from all of our programs and other written materials, including our new basketball media guide. We will do this because, in fact, we did not win those games fairly.
The forfeits and other self-imposed sanctions resulted from three investigations spanning 6 years into the actions of Michigan booster Ed Martin. He was indicted this year on charges that he ran an illegal gambling operation and gave money from the operation, $616,000, to four Michigan players and their families, either before or during the players' time at the university. Michigan Athletic Director Bill Martin.
His attorneys indicated he loaned the money with the intention of being repaid after the students became professional athletes. They stated he had assisted a number of athletes in this way, many beginning in high school or even earlier.
The most famous of the four Michigan players allegedly involved is Chris Webber, a current star for the NBA's Sacramento Kings. Webber has denied taking improper loans. He was indicted 2 months ago on charges he lied to a grand jury about the case. Webber was largely responsible for the banners hanging in Michigan's Chrysler Arena, commemorating the 1992 and 93 NCAA Finals appearances. Those banners, along with two others, were removed yesterday, a largely symbolic act, but not insignificant, says Bill Martin.
Taking down banners in Chrysler, rewriting the record books, I mean, that's tough for an institution with the traditions and history that we've had for over a century. It's very tough.
Because Michigan is one of the nation's top athletic and academic institutions, this story has particular resonance, according to Hodding Carter, a member of the Knight Commission on Intercollegiate Athletics. The Knight Commission has pushed for reforms in college sports. Carter hopes the signal Michigan is sending gets through to all universities, that institutions should police and be willing to punish themselves.
It is a rare thing that universities look the evidence squarely in the eye and say, we acknowledge what we have done, and we intend to do everything that's necessary to expunge that record, rectify the situation, do penance, and get on with it.
The school also put the current men's basketball program on 2 years probation and prohibited the team from playing in the NCAA and NIT tournaments in 2003. It's expected in February an NCAA infractions committee will decide whether the school has punished itself enough or if more is needed. Tom Goldman, NPR News.